Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Gimel Omer Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Amir Tzoshem today will we conclude the important Simen Shin Gimel, which deals with what you're allowed to wear on Shabbos in terms of jewelry, ornaments, and all sorts of other clothing. Now, we have one Mishnah Berurah left off from yesterday, Sivkot and Pei Aleph. And there we were talking about makeup, a woman putting on makeup. So we said that it is forbidden for a woman to even put on some sort of a dough on her face, which when she removes this dough will make her face ruddy. And this has the same halachic status as if she were to apply makeup directly. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Pei Aleph, V'yesh no'agim devar isser, there is another isser that women unfortunately sometimes do, which is lahachlik saroseim b'chelev mehutach, that they take some sort of a molten or boiling type of a fat, or ma'ur b'mini b'somim, and they mix it with various spices, shekorim b'lshonenu, pumada, is known as this term pumada, v'choshashni lehem mechatas. And the Chofetz Chaim says there could be an issur d'orais over here if they were to put this wax on their face. The nearest sheish bo mishum morech, because they're rubbing it in over here and they're smoothing it in, and that's an issur d'orais. V'roi lahazu b'nei beisozeh, and he brings down from the Mayim of Mordechai that one should warn his family that this is not permitted to be done. Now we go to Sivchav Vav. The Mechaber writes, Osu l'kloa ha'isha sa'ora b'shabes. A woman is not permitted to braid her hair on Shabbos, and likewise v'lo lahatir kliosa, and not to unbraid previously before Shabbos braided hair. However, avo yichola lachaluk sa'ora, but she's able to part her hair as opposed to braiding it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Pei Beis that this is an issur d'rabbanan. The braiding of hair is midirabbanan. Mishum d'domi lebinyan. It's comparable in some ways to binyan, and we see this out from the beautiful Medrash. K'didarshina al-aposuk, v'ivin Hashem elokim es hatzela. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here created Adam and Chava, so he created Chava from Adam. Milami shekilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chava ve'viyo elo Adam. He braided Chava's hair and brought her to Adam. V'shekein b'kracha yam korim l'kala ayasa, Binyasa. And likewise, in various places in the world, the name for Kaliyasa braiding is called Binyasa. And therefore, we can see that this issue of braiding is a little bit of binyan. However, avalakoleya nimin bitolush. But if you're actually going and braiding threads that have been detached from the ground, then chayav mishum orik, then that is something that is a real issa deraisa of weaving. Kemosh kosav Rambam, as the Rambam writes. But here, v'hocha b'seir lo choshev ariga, in terms of braiding hair, it's not an issa deraisa of weaving, mishum duhu mechubbe b'rosha, because the hair is of course attached to the person's head when they're braiding it, and that's not an issa deraisa. V'od, furthermore, the ain't so full of skayim. This is also not a permanent structure. The braided hair will eventually unravel and become loose. Show medis l'stira, and it will eventually be undone. And this is brought down the name of the Morgan Avram, the Shagas Aryeh, and the name of Tosofs. Now, the Mishnah Berurah reminds us, v'nei kol zeh b'mechuber, this is all when the hair is still attached to your head. V'kolas ar pei anochris shekorin paruk. However, if somebody's taking a wig or taking hair that's not attached to the body, after aim was the mishum bona, while there may not be an issur of bona over here, nevertheless, also al kopona mishum orik, there is an issur of weaving over here. The afim neimah the ain sofel eskayim. Even if you're going to say that it's not a permanent weaving that you're doing over here, nevertheless, al kopona midirabonim you also certainly would be also at least midirabonim. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, he says, in a place where they're not going to listen to you, it's not necessary to protest. The issue foot number 59 does bring down that if most of the women are in fact going to listen to you, and there are one or two that decide not to, so then the Darki Moshe brings down, Shiesh Limchos Biyada, that you should in fact protest. Now, the issue foot number 55 brings down that we had said that women are not allowed to braid their hair. So he brings down from the Shelis Chuvas Minchas Yitzchak from Dayin Weizatzal, Sha'af Milosh and the Shulchan Aruch Osur only for women, Liklo Ha'isho Sara. Nevertheless, that implies that the man would be permitted. He says that's only because it wasn't common for men to go and braid the hair. But he says certainly, Gam Ha'anoshim, Kolim Saroseim, Osur Aflehem Lasos Kane. But if a man were to braid his hair, it would be equally Osur. Then he has a discussion, what about curling your hair? And this is an afgamina as well, in curling payas. So if a person has payas that's long, so he brings down from the Ksosa Shulchan, Shiesh Lumot Zuchus Ala Osim Kain. You could find a permissibility for a person to curl his payas on Shabbos. Shekivin Shevederach Klal Apeos Misul Solos Bemiktas Mibodjom, because they're already somewhat curled beforehand, and therefore Ain Lesor Ligmar Esasul Sul Shabbos. Therefore, since they're already started to be curled, it wouldn't be an issa to go and finish curling it on Shabbos. This is a little bit similar to the fact that you're allowed to be mosif al ohel aroy b'Shabbos. You can add on to a pre-existing structure on Shabbos without it being called binyan. This is also the opinion of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Shim ha-peos mifurados mifuzaros legamrei en l'saslam. But if they're totally not braided at all, or curled at all before Shabbos, so then you can't do this on Shabbos. Af im sulsolos heim b'miktsas mutu ligmor selsula. But if they're a little bit curled, then you can continue curling it on Shabbos. That brings down for Nissan Karol is Shlita. Sheish l'chalik bin silsul kal, sheno nechshav elik cholek esara. You have to differentiate between this little bit of curling over here that is similar to allowing to part the hair, which the Shulchan Aruch, as we already mentioned, says that you can do this, albeit the Ramah says you can't. We haven't learned that yet. And to differentiate between silsul hanasa kederecho umnim, to do real curling that's done by professionals, that's like braiding, and that would be also for everybody. The issue foot number 57 explains why hair is not an issur of weaving. And the reasoning is, she'ein derech ariga b'mechuber b'rosh. There is no issur of weaving when the hair is still attached to the head. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Pei Gimel says that you're not allowed to undo braiding. The reasoning is, the domi l'sosa, because that's similar to destroying something, which you're not allowed to do. And the issue foot number 61 brings down, af l'hosiris ha-gumi ha-machsis es klias ha-seir. However, to go and take off the, I'm not sure what he means by the gumi over here. He's either talking about a little bit of a rubber, maybe an elastic, or some sort of a glue that's at the end of the braided hair, which was braided with permission on Erev Shabbos, and this is apparently something that was very commonly done. So Rav Nissan Karlitz Shlita says that that's not a problem, because when you remove this gumi over here, maybe it's like a little rubber band or some sort of an attachment over here, the hair doesn't unbraid immediately. And even though over time it will unbraid by itself, that's not called a psik resha, that's called stira kalachar yad, and that is permissible. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, well, the Mechaber said, a woman is permitted to go and part her hair, the Ramah brings down, Hagoa v'yesh osrim lachlok sara. There are those that forbid you to part the hair. The hainu lasos ha-shaitel, which means to make something which in Germany was known as a shaitel. And now, it doesn't mean the shaitel that we have today, it means basically some sort of a part in the hair. And the Ramah continues, and he says it's forbidden to make such a part using any sort of a utensil. However, abul be'etzba, with your fingers, be'alma nagu l'hokel. A woman is permitted to go and part her hair using her fingers. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Pei Dalet explains, mishum chashash tlisha. If you're using any sort of an implement over here, even though you're making a part, you have to be concerned that you're going to rip up some of the hairs. And therefore, this shita of the Ramah, brought down the name of the Rashi and the Or HaZeruah, says you can't do this. But they are Rishona, the Mechaber, that said you can do this, the Makeles, that was Makel, to say you can part your hair, Sphere of Law, that opinion holds, Kivan de Eno Miskavenes, says, since there is no intention for you to pull out any hair, the Lab Psik Ratio, and it's not going to certainly come out every time you put the utensil in your hair that it's going to pull out here, so therefore, the first opinion of the Mechaber permitted you to do so. Now we go to the final Sif, Sif Chav Zayin. The Mechaber writes, also Lisrok b'masrek b'Shabbos. A person is not allowed to comb the hair on Shabbos with a comb. Va'afilu oso shes osim misar chazir. And that's even with a comb that's made out of the hair of a pig, which apparently was a certain type of comb that they had in those days. She'ev shor shelo ye'okru sa'aros. Because the bottom line is that no matter what type of a comb you're using over here, the bottom line is that it will pull out hairs, and that would be an issur of tolish. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Pehei, Mishum Tlishas Sa'ar Haguf, because if you're combing and hair comes out, so that is an issur deraisa. Davi Tolodo de Gozes. This is a tolda of Gozes, of shearing. Indeed, this is so much so that the issue foot number 64 brings down from Pinchas Seinberg Zatzal that such a brush, since this brush is forbidden to be used because it's going to pull out hair, so this brush actually has the status of being a klishim lach deliser, and it would be like any other utensil that is a utensil for iser, that you're only allowed to move it for tzorech gufam or mekomam, for its need for itself or for its place. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Pei Vav explains, because it's impossible to use this comb without pulling out some hairs. V'al kein, therefore, even if you're in no intention to pull out the hair, a gamkin osir, still it's forbidden to go and use such a comb, the heavy psik ratio, because it's happening anyway, and therefore, despite the fact that you don't want it, it is a psik ratio. Uba Gemara Isa, and the Gemara teaches us, the kol asorik, anybody that's combing over here, by definition, lahashir nimin hamadul dolin, your intention is to go and remove the strands that are hanging out. Hainu shenit l'shuk tzas, they're a little bit removed, v'adayin lo nektul u'gamri, but they haven't totally been plucked out. Misgabin, that's what you're intending to do. So by definition, when you're combing, you are intending to pull out the hairs that are loose. K'dei l'hafrid heitev sarosov, in order to separate the individual strands of hair. V'naf gamina mizeh, and therefore the practical ramification halachically is, da'afilu b'masrik rach, even when you're using a very soft comb over here, kigon borsht raka, which in Targum, number one, he says, is a mivreshes raka, a brush, a soft brush. So since your intention over here is to remove those loose hairs, she'eino psikresha, even though it's not a psikresha, this will happen, gam kein also, because that's your intention, that's why you're using this brush or comb. Unless in lo ba'ofin she'ena mechavil hashir animin kanal. Unless you have no intention to remove the hairs and you just want to pat down the hair, comb the hair, brush the hair, so then you have no intention of removing the hair. So if it's not a psikresha, then you would be allowed to use such a soft brush. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "Cause of the sefer Yeshuas Yaakov." The Yeshuas Yaakov writes, "Ra'isi anoshim mekilim lisrok roshim b'Shabbos." He says, "Unfortunately, I have seen men that go and are very makel and they comb the hair on Shabbos." And they basically say this is perfectly permissible for a person to do. And the Yeshuas Yaakov writes, "V'oiloi nayim shekach roos," and woe is to the eyes that see such a transgression of Hilchos Shabbos. Lavor bishat nefesh, to see somebody so flagrantly and uncaringly, lechal Shabbos b'yadayim, to go and actively with their hands be mechal Shabbos, it's a terrible thing. Umehairoy lechol chochem. Yeshuas Yaakov says every time a chochem, every rav, beiro in his city, lahazrozeh, should go and warn people not to do this. Maybe ulai yishmo beikul musar. Maybe the people will listen to him and they'll take musar. Atkan varv. These are the words the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Yeshuas Yaakov. He then adds, umashi mishivin shemuchrach lusakin sarosov. The fact that these people say, "Oh, I must go and comb my hair," kedei shelo yizgane b'fei chaverov, so I shouldn't look disgusting in front of my friends. Mishnah Berurah says, so why do it in a way that's aser? Do it in a way that's permissible. Kanal, as we've already explained, as we're going to learn in a moment, in Sivkot and Pezayin. And he says, furthermore, besides all of this, you can certainly go and comb, as we said, everybody holds, you can go comb your hair with your hands. Why would somebody go and be over an Isser, a real Isser Chomer over here, when they could so easily go and do it in a permissible way? The Mishnah Berurah is left stunned. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Pezayin writes that you have to do this in a way that will not pull out the hair, when we call Makom. But you can use this certain type of utensil that had somehow pig's hair in it, that is a perfectly acceptable way to use it. The dafka lisrok osubo, to comb with it is forbidden. The Masher Seir, as we said, it will go pull out the hair. Avolisakin machari, but to use it in some sort of a way that will not pull out the hair, that is permissible. So it seems, again, there's two types of utensils over here. One that they would use as a comb, and one that they would use just to be masaking it a little bit, and the one that doesn't use it as a comb is permissible. But he concludes, ubi masrik osur afbazet. But again, if you're using it to comb, even with pig's hair type of a comb, that is forbidden because it will pull out the hair. He says that permissible type of a kli that you're using to somehow put your hair in place on Shabbos, it's not a comb, so you should try to have it designated a separate one just for Shabbos. For another reason over here, he brings down so it shouldn't look like you're doing the regular weekday type of activity, which is a separate problem in and of itself. In the Shaar HaTzion, Os Ayin Ches, he brings down from the Maimon Mordechai, Shezeh HaKli Hu Kli Koton She'ena Omid L'Srikas HaSoros. There is again this difference over here in these two types of pig hair utensils. One is a comb, and one is some other sort of a utensil that doesn't pull out the hairs, and therefore that one is permissible. Finally, we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Avamutur Lochov, a person is permitted to go and rub, or Lefasfes, to go and separate, Beyad, the individual hairs, using his hand himself. And he brings us down the name of the Beis Yosef. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Peches, Hainu, Shemavdil Biyodov Sarosov Zumizu. You are allowed to take with your fingers and separate one hair from the other hair. And that is not a problem. Over Rambam Isa, he brings down from the Rambam, Chofef al Sa'oro. A person is allowed to go and rub his hair with his hand, or to go and scratch it, so to say, with his fingernails, and comb the hair in that way. And even if some hair comes out when you do this, that's not a concern, because certainly you certainly don't have intention to go and pull out the hairs when you're doing this. And it's certainly not a psik resha. It certainly isn't regular that hair will be pulled out. So therefore, that's not a problem to go and separate the hairs with your hand or to run it through with your nails. And he says, V'ayin l'kamen v'simen shin chavov siv tes v'yud. Certainly you're not allowed to go and comb your hair or rub your hair with something that will pull out the hair. And the Shaar HaTzion, in Nos Pei, just brings down from the Rambam that he explains that the word chofev is used when we're saying hainu b'yado, or mefasves, that means bitzi parnov, that means with your nails. With this, we conclude Simen Shin Gimel, which dealt with all of the various jewelries and adornments that a woman wears, Dine Tachshit Te'isha, and Amir Tzashem, and on learning this, we should be Zoche to fulfill these dinim. These are sometimes very difficult dinim, especially for women, and we should be Zoche to do things correctly and right as we learn what is permissible and what is not permissible on Shabbos. That concludes Simen Shin Gimel.